welcome to this audio narration of the latest edition of magazine.t4l. This is issue 15, published in term 2, 2021. The main title of this issue is Digital Collaboration, and the front cover reads, Get the most out of Microsoft Teams, Google Classroom and Apple Classroom. Communicate quickly and easily, collaborate with colleagues and students, set assessments and give feedback. This is a New South Wales Government publication.
And in the second section of the page, we explore the T4L loves. Here are some stories inspiring us right now, and we've got three for you. The first story. Congratulations to Year 10 student Krish Nair from Cherrybrook High School, who has written his own STEM books. Why don't you start with Coding with Scratch? And our second T4L love. Heard of Blob Opera? Create your own AI-based opera. Record your hit and share. This is a machine learning experiment in collaboration with Google Arts and Culture. And T4L loves number three, explore Nyamotu. And just in case I've mispronounced that, it's spelled N-G-A space M-O-T-U. And it means the islands. You can explore Nyamotu on Minecraft Education Edition and learn about the indigenous language, culture and people, Atariya. And okay, in case I have mispronounced that, its meaning is New Zealand, and it's spelled A-O-T-E-A-R-O-A. It comes complete with lesson plans, guiding ideas, student activities, and more. The Inventor Robotic Kit launches. Did you know there's a new STEM.T4L kit? The Inventor Robotics Kit comes with your favourite Makey Makey and Microbit, plus the new and exciting LEGO Education Spike Prime. This kit is designed for students to take computational thinking and STEM concepts to the next level. To find out more about the new Inventor Robotics Kit, visit the Inventor Robotics Kit page in the STEM.T4L Learning Library. The Inventor Robotics Kit is available right now for you to book. Jump into the STEM.T4L booking system and reserve one for your school now. And I'm just noting there's a small clarification at the bottom of that page. Please note, tools, devices, software links, and educational practices reviewed within this publication are not an indication of endorsement by the New South Wales Department of Education and cannot be used as such.
Over to page three. This is a full-page story called Innovation Inspiration, and we are relating to these curriculum links. Primary and secondary, science, PDHPA, Kappa, and mathematics. It's a story about teacher Alan Skipper and his work at Bridge Road Public School. On the Nature Trail at Bridge Road School. Bridge Road School in Sydney's inner city has created a program of work for students to encourage their connection to nature. Bridge Road students are complex learners and have been investigating animals and nature in the school grounds using motion-sensitive trail cameras to capture wildlife footage. The program proved to be motivational and engaging for both students and staff. The setup. Teacher Alan Skipper uses small, inexpensive, battery-operated trail cameras, which are approximately $150 each, in the school's garden grounds. These cameras can be tied to trees or set on the ground during the day or overnight. Baits and lures are set for the animals and a sand trap has been added to capture animal prints. Each morning, students collect the cameras, question what might have been captured on the trail, and then they watch the footage together. Discovery and inquiry. It's all about questioning. Are we going to find bait? Are we going to find that it's gone? Are we going to find any tracks? It's about students making hypotheses about what might have happened, says Teacher Alan. Students also get a sense of 24-hour time, dates and sequences. Everyone responds differently, says Alan. We've got two students who are super observant and are finding lots of feathers. We have a feather collection that started in the room. The levels of engagement with the program have been enormous. Go in with no expectations, a questioning mind, follow students' thoughts rather than what you think will come out of it, Alan says. Now the students have spotted in the wild a variety of creatures. Cats, rats, insect life, birds including a roosting tawny frogmouth, possums and a very busy general assistant, its own form of wildlife. There's a couple of pictures of teacher Alan Skipper holding a feather, a collection on the feather wall, and an image of a trail camera. And to find out more, you can visit their YouTube channel. And if you don't have a trail camera, you could set up a camera using the time-lapse feature on another device.
And now moving on to page 4. And this is the start of a 5-page special feature, a road test on digital collaboration. So on this page, we've got a brief introduction to the 3 tools that are going to be covered, and then we start to explore Microsoft Teams. Do you collaborate with colleagues online or set structured work in your classroom? In this road test, we uncover some of the best features, plus a little bit extra, of the platforms we're using in the digital staff room and classroom. The first tool is Microsoft Teams. Its strengths: awesome for collaboration with colleagues and classes. How do I access it? Through a browser on your desktop or mobile app. Access it via the staff portal. The second tool is Google Classroom. Strength: great for managing a digital classroom. And feedback and assessment. How do I access it? Through a browser or on desktop or mobile app. Access via the staff portal. Apple Classroom. Strength: optimized for classroom coordination. How do I access it? iPad or Mac OS app. Now let's start to explore Microsoft Teams. To begin, we've got a quote from a teacher, Tanya Riak, a STEM.T4L leader. Teams allows me to collaborate with groups of people in channels or a single colleague through the chat function. Sharing documents and discussing items face-to-face in real time with hundreds of kilometres separating us. The next section is the ideas section, and we've got you covered. Check out our step-by-step range of resources for Teams on the T4L website. Getting started with Teams, communicating with Teams, using assignments in Teams, and organizing and administration in Teams. These are all hyperlinks to video series about how to learn more about Microsoft Teams. Want to learn more? Check out our range of MS Teams resources on the T4L site, including lots of bite-sized videos. There's also a range of resources on OneDrive, presentation tools, video tools, accessibility, coding, and more. Visit the T4L website for all the details.
Okay, we're over to page 5, which is a continuation of Understanding Teams. And this is a graphics-heavy page which explores the dashboard of Teams. So we'll take you through it the best way that we can. We've broken down the best of Teams for you on this page. First of all, we're going to look at the functions down the left-hand side of Teams in the menu that way and follow it as it goes down. So number one, we're looking at the chat function. You can use it for video chats or messaging with colleagues. You can add images, emojis, GIFs, or upload documents to your chats. The second feature, we're jumping down to Teams. You can create a team and build a network. Simply search for names and add them into your group. The third one is all about setting up another team for a class. It's easy to set up a class. Students just need a code to join the group. Number 4, we're also looking at Teams, but adding teachers for team teaching purposes. If you're team teaching, you can click on the ellipses next to the team name and choose Add Member to add a co-teacher to a team. Jumping down now into the chat box feature, number 5 is all about how you can change up how you write. Rich text allows for bold text, bullet points, and hyperlinks to be displayed. And again, in this section, you can mark something urgent that needs attention. And we've got a direction there to the exclamation mark in the chat box feature. Number 7, when you're back to using assignments, you can actually create and give really personalised feedback. And if you click on assignments, a sidebar will open for you to easily mark, grade, and give feedback to students. Number 8 is a follow-on from this. You can see whether an assignment has been viewed or turned in. Click on the Assignments tab, select the assignment, and then explore the status options and start marking options. Now, number 9 is jumping back up to your ID at the top right of the dashboard. And this is how you can save time in this particular sample. Number 9 is save time. Set your status with the options available or create a custom notification. Click on your initials or photo at the top right. Number 10 also refers to this. You can get peace if you turn off your notifications by clicking on your initials. Simply click on Manage Account, then Notification, and you can set your status that way.
Now we're moving on to pages 6 and 7, where we cover Google Classroom, a continuation of our road test. Now for this page, we're actually going to explore the whole page together, and I'm going to explore the interface of Google Classroom first, and then explore the additional resources at the bottom of the page. Google Classroom, the real gold of Google Classroom, lies in the use of the comment box for feedback and assessment. So, to start our top 10, we'll begin with number 1. As soon as you log into Google Classroom, you'll notice the plus icon in the top right-hand corner. Click on it to create a new classroom. For the next section, we're going to explore the stream section with inside your Google Classroom. So number 2, the chat in Google Classroom is called the stream. This is where you communicate with members of your class. Number 3, you can communicate with a specific group of students only. Click stream, click in the text box, start typing, and then select all students. From here, you can tick the students you want to receive the post. Tip number 4. Did you know you can schedule a post? Simply click in the box in Stream, start typing, then click the downward facing triangle next to Post and click Schedule. For tip number 5, we explore the Classwork tab. Click on Classwork first. Set up a range of assignments, quizzes, questions, material, or reuse a post. Just click on the plus create button. Number 6. You can add a rubric to an assignment you set. Simply click the plus icon, rubric button, on the right-hand side. Number 7. Feedback and assessment in Google Classroom is epic. Click on a student's assignment to mark it. From here, you can grade, add rubrics, and private comments. Tip number 8, suggesting mode, top right, is also a great way to add and edit work. Tip number 9, choose the assignment, open a student submission, then click on comment bank to personalize your responses. Tip number 10, in the grades tab, get a quick overview of all students' work that's been submitted. Want to export your grades? There's a video to watch. And note that last tip, you need to click on the Grades tab across the top. Now to finish this page, we've got 2 call-out boxes. The first one says, we've got you. Check out our step-by-step range of resources on Google Classroom on the T4L website. You can explore Google Classroom features, getting started with Google Classroom, communicating in Google Classroom, using assignments in Google Classroom, feedback and assessment in Google Classroom. The second call-out box is, want to learn more? Check out our range of Google Classroom resources on the T4L site, including lots of bite-sized videos. There's also a range of resources on Google Drive, Docs, Slides, Sheets, Forms, and more.
And now we're on to the next part of the road test on page 8, which is exploring Apple Classroom. Have you tried Classroom for iPad or Mac? Download these handy guides for iPad or Mac and check out our top 10 tips below. The top 10 tips for Apple Classroom revolves around a central image, which is the classroom interface on an iPad, for example. Number 1, it points to the open function. You can launch a specific app on all iPads to get the class on track quickly. The second one is actually exploring how you can integrate a student's interface onto your own. So it's simple and easy to use the interface with the app only needed on the teacher's Mac or iPad. So you can control what your students are doing. You can manage what they're looking at on their own devices. Number 3 is actually looking at what your students are using and you're getting a bird's eye view of where each student is at using a function called screen view. And we draw attention to that. Number 4 is the mute function. You can actually mute and lock student devices to gather attention. Number 5 is actually looking and clicking on a student, particular student screen. So you can click on their particular screen and zoom in to know when to offer assistance. And similarly, in number six, you can provide targeted assistance by sharing links or opening apps on an individual student device, just in the same way we mentioned. The next tip, which is number seven, you can get a summary of your student's activities during class to help improve your practice. Simply click End Class. And again, that's done the same way by opening up student devices. Number eight points to, again, receiving classwork from students. You can get them to send it via AirDrop. And that explores that function. Number nine, similarly, you can share documents with your students instantly in the same way, but it's exploring the share button and how you can actually export data and onto other devices and documents. Number 10 is you can share a web link with all your students from Safari using the same share button. So it's about sharing and receiving data between devices. And that comes to the end of this audio narration for issue 15 of magazine.t4l.